numbers told the story they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Hour and 15 minutes away from tip-off. West Virginia and Maryland, March Madness 2023 gets underway. A couple things. James Salinas just poked his head in studio. Always great to see James, former Super Contest winner, finished third place the next year, 26th place 2 years after that. Great to see him. Everybody was said, That's not just luck. No.
No way.
Three seasons, not really luck at all. Sample size starts to get big enough where you're like, you can draw conclusions for sure. And then Bill Self is going to miss today's game against Howard.
Mm.
Bill Self, who missed the Big 12 tournament, got a couple stents.
Yeah.
While the Big 12 tournament was going on, we assumed he would be on the bench day against Howard. He will not be. Kansas, obviously, huge favorites against the Bison of Howard University out of the MEAC. Let's go Bison, but we wish the best to Bill Self, and I'm sure it's just a recovery mode, and hopefully he'll be back for the second round game, assuming Kansas advances past
Assistant
Howard.
Norm Roberts filling in for the head coaching spot today.
Yeah. Bill Krakenberger, unscripted in studio, once again, the host of Wisecracks with Bill Krakenberger, which he hosts with John Orlando as well. Kind enough to join us for an early edition of Unscripted with Crackman. Dr. Bob still to come on the show as well with his college hoops picks for today. Dr. Bob making a Thursday appearance. You have some other first half bets you wanted to share, sir.
Let's go to, like I said, the Alan Boston on my podcast. He was talking about the pure line of the first half and he just couldn't get enough money down on it because he likes to bet a little bit early. There's only four markets that were open. Literally, we did the podcast Tuesday night. Only four places had first half lines up, which was shocking, actually. So the first half being a pure number, there's some games he liked first half. Again, I'm going to go back to that Princeton. Princeton first half, which you can get an 8.5 on the first half, which I'm probably going to take advantage of. Matter of fact, Circa, South Point, and Westgate have that. 8 was the number, so now you can take 8.5. I'd rebet it again. Colgate first half versus Texas plus 7.5, and there's one more he gave me. I think he gave 4 out on the show. You guys really want to check that show out if you could. He broke down every single game and gave away a ton of play. Kennesaw first half, Kennesaw State versus Xavier first half plus 7.5. So there's some first half plays that Alan gave out. I tweeted out some different segments of the show, and it's very tough to one or two games. Let me tell you, he had the loser of the first game of a play-in game, and a couple people aren't professionals. They go in there and say stuff, and you know what? It really, there's no benefit to really giving stuff out. Alan's just trying to help and purely from his heart, just talking about what the games are. And I wrote the second one, Oral Roberts. He broke it down. I have the tweet out on my Twitter. And I said, yes, Alan and most others who make a living betting sports will lose 42 to 45% of his bets. One, if you do not use bankroll management / discipline, please do not watch. Two, this is not the lock pick club. It's not the plot play of the month. That's not nothing like that. Three, 55 to 58% will make people in this game a ton of money long term. So it's real simple. If you want to a couple plays and you want to be bankroll, have bankroll management and not overbet your bankroll, probably just listen to someone like Alan Boston for giving away his plays here. Really good podcast, and I recommend anyone to watch this one. He broke down every single game. He did it last year too, not with me on his own. This year he did it with me, so that's up there. Early today, going into today's early games here, Furman was the game he gave out on Twitter. So Furman plus 6.5. Oh,
yeah,
wow. Furman
might be,
is down
it's a little
to
lower now.
Yeah,
5.5.
So Furman's one of the early games that starts at 9:40 a.m. our time. Nothing in the Maryland-West Virginia game, though. He's a big West Virginia fan, but fan of something doesn't win. We know that long term. So anyway, there's a couple games, and you guys want to check that out. Like I said, real, real interesting podcast.
How was his season in college basketball this year?
This season he's didn't really kill. Beginning of the season, he probably did better. Without him here, I wouldn't even know the end. But I know He gets down on himself a lot.
He does.
Listen.
He does.
We won 60 units.
Yeah.
The whole entire season, he wanted to kill everybody. I mean, yeah, he was so mad. Like, he gets really down on himself a lot. He's very tough on himself.
Yeah.
But he's in a good place right now.
Good.
You know, he's in a good place, you know, going to the gym every day. He works out and just mentally, spiritually, I think he's in a good spot. So he's in Connecticut there, and he's got some other kind of edges that we talked about, him and I, that we do, and he'll be okay. So season will be over, and
we only want the best for Allen.
What do you guys do now? What happened? What do we? I don't remember. I've been on the show since the beginning. I don't even remember. What do we do after March Madness? Baseball.
We wait for the Masters.
For the Masters. I'll be at the Masters this year.
Yeah, I mean, for those of us who love tennis, there's the the second part of the Sunshine Double in Miami.
Right.
There's the Masters comes in April, and obviously then it's the NFL Draft, which is huge, and then it's the Derby, which I was just talking to Christy about the other day. It's like the Derby used to be a thing. I don't even feel like I'm even aware of it almost anymore. Like I am that week, maybe a couple days before.
Right.
But, like, I remember it was a thing, and then as baseball has started in early April, then it's all baseball after that. Yeah.
I'll be at the Masters, and I may have something, a big surprise for you, but I'll break it now to you. So I'm staying with Casey Kerr, former caddy, 30 years caddy of the Masters, and I'm staying with Shane Lowry's caddy. So Shane Lowry, I'm you know, his caddy even said, I'll get Shane on. We'll throw him on a clip. We'll talk about that. When Casey Kirk gave him out here on the show.
Yeah.
So we may get Shane Lowry for a clip. I'll give it to you for that Thursday show.
Right. Casey Kerr with his Clinton, Maryland/Texas accent on the show. I love that.
That is a strange accent. But going back to these lines, man, I'll tell you, now that they're so ironed out, there's so many eyeballs on these lines, not the totals, but the lines themselves, you really don't see a lot of line movement like you'd see on a normal, Thursday with 50, 60 games, whatever it may be. This is a well-oiled machine of after the openers, Circa, South Point. How it worked this year was DraftKings, but then South Point came out with some games that DraftKings didn't have. So let me just tell you, if we had DraftKings here to bet, oh boy, there was some sick middles. They were taking 10,000 here at the counter. I was betting 3,000 on the app on some of the games here at South Point. Boy, there was some games opened up two at one spot, and this is just one game that opened up two at one spot, five at another.
Oh yeah, what game was that? We were talking about that earlier.
It might have been San Diego State too. San Diego State opened up a three at Circa and five at South Point. That was that. But there were some games that opened up. I had literally like a three-point middle, but a lot of them were like two-point middles. And, I'm not really a middle guy, but if it's right there in front of me, I have to bet it.
I'm glad you bring this up because, you hear people talking about also because I'm going to spend most of my day, besides my Carolina Makova pick, I'm going to spend most of it in-game betting college basketball, right? Wishnev is gonna do his thing. We're gonna all be betting the same things. In game, we're not like there's a lot of people who like to say, we're going to try to set up middles and in game. And my whole thing with that, I always laugh when I hear that.
Because I laugh too.
Because it's like, okay, like the the number of people who can set up mathematical plus money on both sides of that is so minute. And I would even argue it is not really something you can. You can't get the plus money on both sides at a consistent basis, except for a few people who could do that. Most people who are trying to middle are going to end up squeezing themselves with all the juice, right, as it churns over and over and over
again. Good luck to them.
And then when they hit a middle, they only want to talk about hitting the middle, and they have no mathematical sense whatsoever. We're going to in-game it. We're going to try to beat it, but we're not trying to middle anything.
And you know what? I know a group that went bust.
Yes.
Of
course they did.
15 years ago, but in college football middles on totals.
Yeah.
On the totals. They just went bust. There's something like things present themselves. I did lay six. Oh, I laid 16 and I took 21 on a game, but it was only because it was in town here. Let me just think. Oh, it was a Houston game. So Houston, one spot opened. I had 16, another spot at 21. Listen. I don't know the math behind that, but I know that's worth a play.
Yes.
I mean, the higher it gets, obviously.
Yes.
The higher it gets, obviously, the less you need more points and more of a spread. But, the key numbers are 1, 2, and the key numbers are 2 and 3 in basketball. 2, 3, 4, 5, I guess, in college basketball. The lower the total, the more of that, the more value that is also. But there's just some things that presented themselves. Texas was opened up at 12 at Circa, opened up 15 at South Point. By the way, you had a full 45 seconds on these, too. So I'm sure I'm giving away every crack. You're giving away everyone's edges. You know why you're not giving away edges? People don't have the money to put up for these things.
Right.
People don't have $3,000 to put up at South Point and $3,000 to put up at Circa. It takes a lot of money to do this. So I seen Jimmy Vaccaro twice. I just seen him walking by. He looks like he's the head of one of like he looks like the head of the Kansas City Mob or
he's
something.
He's milling
just
about.
Walked around. I seen him before. He tapped me on the shoulder. He goes, "Good luck this weekend, kid."
Yeah.
I mean,
kid calls everybody kid.
I just seen him walk around again. He has a slow methodical walk. He's got this like this hoodie on, and he just got the he's got the hair. I would give him $10,000 for his hair right now, but he probably doesn't need that after.
He's phenomenal though. He rolled by me the other day. I was betting some in game of college basketball. He's like, "Keep doing what you're doing, kid."
That's what he did. Yeah. Just like, and then I seen him moseying, and here he comes again.
Here he
he's
comes
right,
again.
He'll be right behind you, us right now. We'll see him. He's right there. Turn around and look. He's looking at us. There he is. Hey, there he is.
Jimmy Vaccaro, everybody, living legend. Walker. By the way, real quick before we go to break, more with Crackman afterwards. But Will Hill, who is leading. We should point out he was on the show yesterday. He's leading the Circa Challenge, the handicapping contest, the Circa College Hoops Challenge,
wow,
which has 10 games left. He's got a two-game lead over both Jim Root and Tim Murray right now, nursing the two-game lead with 10 to play. Want to know his five picks that he ended up with?
Look at Jimmy just on the prowl. There we go.
Look at him. Look at that strut.
Isaiah's got him. Caught him in the wild.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you betting?
Paul Castellano. The boss of bosses.
Will Hill's picks today. Kansas, he delayed 22 versus Howard. Houston, he laid the 19.5 versus Northern Kentucky. Alabama, he laid the 23.5 versus Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Laid the wood with the heavy, heavy favors. And then he gave out the other two yesterday on the show. He is on West Virginia minus the two versus Maryland. And he also is on Furman plus the 5.5 versus Virginia. More with the Crack Man and Dr. Bob on the way. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get everything you need to bet the madness this year for only $19. Whether you're filling out a bracket or betting against the spread, our team is here to get you ready for every game and every round of the tournament. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get unlimited access to our daily best bets, tools like our exclusive betting splits, plus our big dance bracket and betting guides. These guides feature in-depth breakdowns of all 68 teams, Cinderella selections, bracket predictions, and picks on every tournament game from VSiN experts like Brent Musburger and Greg Hoops Peterson. Sign up today to get the betting guides plus full access to VSiN through the end of the tournament for only $19 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander, one more segment with Bill Krakenberger, unscripted, Kelly Bidlin. Bill, it's always, first of all, let me just say this. Jeff Parlay said it earlier. If it's not the, he said it's the greatest bet, it's the greatest sports day of the year. I really believe it might be. The buzz in the air, it's unlike anything. If you've never been to Vegas, it's unlike anything. Even the Super Bowl is – the Super Bowl is awesome.
This is bigger.
This is bigger. It's always been bigger.
People are crazy.
There's a couple things, though. One, the weather – when me and my boys in D.C., when I used to live in San Francisco and they lived in D.C., we would use Vegas as a meeting point before VSiN. We could always count on pool weather the first weekend of March Madness.
Wow.
The last 5 or 6 years, can't count on it.
Oh, especially
I think we've
this
had
week.
One sunny weekend of the first week of March Madness.
Wow.
It's as if the climate has changed, Kelly.
You're right. Global My buddies warming. Used to come out like that for March Madness, and they were at the pool
every
year.
Time.
I forgot about it until you just said it.
Not anymore.
Every year for a decade and a half they were here, and they used to come out before New Jersey got sports betting. And they're at the pool the first weekend.
We'd be betting at the pool.
Holy God.
Running in and out before mobile.
You're right. That hasn't happened in 6, 7 with just bad weather.
It's just
changed.
It doesn't get warmer soon enough anymore.
Yeah.
So that's been a sort of thing the last 5 or 6 years. But it's still the greatest atmosphere there could ever possibly be.
Quick update from the atmosphere of the South Point Sportsbook.
Please.
I was just out there.
Please.
I don't know. What do we have? Hundreds at this point? There's probably 200 people out there in the sportsbook. 100,
at least.
200, something like that.
I'd say at least.
And a lot of betting going on. We got the screens. No volume. So there's the funny South Point like music playing and all these people like running around trying to get bets in.
If we could make one. If they ever asked us for our advice, which they don't. But if they did, I'd be like, yeah, turn up something.
There's Sports Center on. Or,
turn us
know,
up.
We could be on. Yeah,
we could be on.
That could be an option.
Yeah. Hear the crack man going through.
All those
through
people
this.
Are just out there like listening to old Taylor Swift songs that they're replaying on the South Point speakers.
Everybody planting their flag, though. They want their territory. The Wishnev section now. We're live at the Wishnev section of the South
Point. Yeah, how does
Point.
That work? He didn't have to like set up a tent overnight or anything?
I don't think so. I think the seas just part for that guy. I'm pretty sure. I think so. Any other Allen Boston comments you want to make in tribute to Allen?
I'll put up tweets throughout the day with some of the picks. If you don't get to watch the whole podcast and some of the things he really likes, I mean, those games, by the way, he that I gave earlier, Princeton, Colgate, and I think I gave another Kennesaw. They also he bet them for the full game, but the first half probably has some value. And again, the line shopping is very important. You know, you can go and line shop on like Gonzaga, Grand Canyon. We kind of like that for a peanut for the game.
For a peanut.
Yeah. Well, you know what though? There's a syndicate on Gonzaga. So, yeah. What I'm saying is, you could look at the difference on my screen. I could see from 15 to 16, first half 8.5 to 9. These little half points mean so much long term.
We always say that Fezzik, we're betting live too. It's like if you don't think a half point or a point matters. Wait till you get to that moment at the end of your bet, right, when you're sweating that point or that half point. It means so very much.
You know, there's a big match, and sometimes matches are, for some reason, there's the gods. When these three guys match, they said that they had a losing year on this, but they match, and Allen actually matches too. Three-man weave and Allen both like Creighton over NC State.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people do. Three-man weave who used to work with Allen, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But I hate laying points, but on March Madness you could. Matter of fact, you said Will Hill, some of those big favorites, Allen would agree on a couple of those big favorites. Just, you know, but it matters when you're putting your subs in the second half and stuff. So
the back door is open.
Yeah, the back door. That's right. You know. That's right. That's right. So just wanted to say that.
By the way, real quick, because I feel remiss if I don't even bring this up. 3 years ago today, Bill.
Right.
3 years ago today.
Oh, yeah.
We will always share this moment.
We will.
It's me, you, and Parles. Yep. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, we were there when it was all shutting down. No. It was during our show.
Three years ago, yeah.
It was literally when the world shut down 3 years ago. We're on the air.
Just what happens, the games were different. It wasn't for some reason we were conference tournaments.
Oh no, wait a minute. You're
ending,
right. It wasn't
right?
It was 3 years ago last week.
Oh, was it?
Pardon me.
Oh,
yes.
Last week. Okay.
3 years ago last week because it was the conference tournaments that shut down.
Oh, I was wrong too
then.
It was conference tournaments.
That's right.
I remember Big East. Didn't they put they put like St. John's on the court and took them off or something?
St. John's and DePaul were playing so every conference the Ivy League had already shut down, but then conference by conference they started shutting down. And somehow the Big East didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
Or they didn't. They were like, I don't know. And St. John's and DePaul played first half of basketball.
First half, that was it.
And we walked out of here, and I remember Wishnev was out there, and we're like, I think we're like, now they're taking them off the court. It was the most surreal thing ever.
Parles left, and Wishnev left right after. Yeah.
Parles left. Yeah, Parles was gone.
That was it. Like the Omega Man. He just ran out.
And by the way, my last thing was 2 days after that. So it was Saturday after, you know, the Saturday, 2 days after the tournaments were shut down. And Allen Boston and I sat here in studio on a Saturday. We set up the studio. And for an hour and a half, and that podcast is still out there, we talked about just his life. So it was nothing about picks or anything because there was no sports going on.
Oh, it might have been fascinating.
It was I spoke, if it was an hour and a half, words came out of my mouth for maybe 2.5 minutes of it.
Yeah.
It was just him talking about his up and downs in life. That's what I was really trying to get to with this. And he was really blunt and open about
it. That's what he is. I mean,
sometimes
that's why he's got a potty mouth. It just comes out.
On the podcast, I can handle that, but I can't do that on the radio.
You know, we have something in common, and we may have something special coming up because Alan and I both know Billy Walters very well, and you know he's only been a good guy to us, and good guy to me, good guy to Alan. And Alan worked for him for decade, and we may have a little bit of a show us three together. Do a little podcast together.
Alan's been wanting to do one with Billy Walters for a long, long time.
Yeah, I'm hoping that happens. That'll be pretty cool because if we could talk about some of the things, it would have to be more of a lawyer thing. Going to a lawyer and finding out what can we actually talk about.
Got to clear every sentence.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Can we hear that?
Well, situationally, I just think there's some really good stuff to talk about. And I think it's okay. I think it's, you know, not only statute of limitations, but we're betting. We're paying tax. I mean, you would have seen the quarterly estimated tax payment I just made a couple of days ago. I mean, I pay tax on gaming wins. So does, you know, so does Billy Walters. Alan calls him Mr. Walters. He will not
call him. He does. He calls him Mr. Walters. Where does Bill Krakenberger watch March Madness?
I'm heading over to Wynn.
Beautiful.
A while. I got some friends in town.
What a beautiful
that
setting.
Are coming in. I hate watching this and crazy everyone screaming and yelling, but it's fun. I understand.
No smoking there.
It's
a beautiful thing.
So any of the telephone tough guys that want to, you know, come after us, that's where I'll be. You know, actually,
right.
Today you don't want to go there. I just thought about one of the mooses coming in. Yeah, you don't want to. But I'm there a lot, so and I'm just kind of fooling around.
That's what's tough, though. I agree with you, Bill. Like the atmosphere is fun for a bit, but like eventually I want to be able to watch the games and like kind of hear stuff, and then it just gets too crazy sometimes around here.
We were trying to go to a really small sports book on the Strip. We thought we had seats. We don't,
right.
As it turns out. And I would have gone there, but like the alternative to that is I just want to be what you were saying, Kelly. I actually want to watch the games themselves,
right.
So I like a little solitude.
Oh, so your sushi place agreed to give you a spot there to watch the game?
Boom.
Yeah, it's just me at the sushi place. They're setting up the TVs for me. And
you're going to be with Todd doing some live wagering?
We're going to do it via text now. We're not going to be together. We were going to go to this little... Where we were going to go was...
Can you announce where you're going for the games?
I'm
going
to be at home.
Oh, you're going home?
Yeah, no, I am now because we didn't get those seats.
Oh.
He's going to be here at the South Boy for people who want to see him.
Okay.
I'm going to be at home. I'm going to be watching the games between, again, and here it is, your annual reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to find True TV on your television sets. It's CBS, TBS, TNT, and True. Those are your four networks.
You know what's nice, though, is now they have the remotes you just talk into.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what channel anything
that's
is anymore, but I just talk into my remote.
Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah. So that's what I'll do today. We'll see about tomorrow.
That Alabama game, did you say Will Hill was on that? The favorite?
Will
Alabama,
Hill
I think you said.
In, I do believe I
yeah,
said that.
Yes,
I think, he is on Alabama.
It's that easily can – I hate laying 24 points on anything, but that – I didn't bet it yet, but I actually may look at that too because there's a couple different guys on. As a matter of fact, I don't know those guys on Three Man Weave. I don't know who they are. I don't know them, but they had a podcast they put up Monday too. It was very good, very informative.
Matt, Kai, and Jim.
Oh, there you go.
Well, let me just, since we're plugging podcasts, again, the Beating the Book podcast is still out there. That was Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, Jeff Parles, and me. Every single game. Not only advancing your bracket, but ATS thoughts as well. Final fours given out. You can find that at VSiN.com/podcast. It's the Beating the Book March Madness special. It is our most listened to podcast each and every year. Todd's final four is Meshuggah. It's absolutely nuts. And Will, he announced this yesterday on the show, has a very surprise final four pick. And it goes by the name of Florida Atlantic, getting all the way to the final four. So that's the Beating the Book March Madness podcast. Dr. Bob on the other side. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Thank you, Billy.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Win bets!
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits yet another way. That VSiN is here to make you smarter, better year-round. Check out all of today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. 45 minutes away from tip-off, March Madness 2023. It don't get no better than this. I believe that's an old Milwaukee commercial. It don't get no better than this. It really does not. Old Milwaukee beer, Kelly.
I've drank my fair share of Old Milwaukee. I don't remember whatever commercial that was.
Oh, it don't get no better than this. This is tweets. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from... is it PCB718? Rank 1 to 4. March Madness Day. Oh, he's got March Madness Days 1 and 2 at the top. NFL Week 1, Game 7 MLB, Game 7 NBA. 1 is the most anticipated. Those are his rankings of the finest days in Las Vegas.
Oh, in Las Vegas.
Really?
Okay.
Really? You mean the round of 16 at Indian Wells is not your favorite? Jason H11, can we have Jimmy Cam be a regular thing? Maybe add Hot Dog Cart Cam and Todd Wishnev Cam when he's there as well at the South Point? The Jimmy Cam was great, strutting through, milling about, Jimmy Vaccaro.
We used to have the Wishnev Parles Sweat Cam on the Green Zone back in the day, way back in the day, because they'd always be sitting out there watching games.
Oh, man. Now this is just one. We'll get to Dr. Bob here, but I just want to point this one out. So this is Nick Kendhammer. Nick Kendhammer, some dude next to me on a flight. This is from yesterday. Some dude next to me on a flight was texting you before we left. Just jealous. Love your insights. Pretty sure during my delays, I got you and follow the money on before you 10 more listeners. But literally, like, the guy next. So James Salinas was on a flight from Denver. So this dude, Nick, is looking at Salinas texting me. It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
So Salinas chimes in. He's like, Frontier Flight 777?
James just stopped in.
Yeah, James is very creepy.
A numbers game investigation. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you for listening, as always.
Yeah. Figured out you two were sitting right next to each other.
Speaking of Denver, right outside of Denver, Dr. Bob, ladies and gentlemen, at Dr. Bob Sports on Twitter, drbobsports.com. Pioneer, even though he hates that word, in the sports betting game in terms of modeling. How you doing, Bob?
Oh, I'm tired.
Tired, I bet. But,
I've been four days of sort of around-the-clock work. My tournament ratings, I have the model, which runs and had a great season this year, but my tournament ratings were very dear. I deep dive into everything, and everything is so detailed in rotation analysis and all this different factors and profiling teams. Some teams perform better and or worse in tournaments depending on their statistical profile. Teams that offensive rebound are good, and there's different things that are statistical indicators. All this stuff that I have to do for the tournament is very different and very much more work intensive before the tournament, and it's just the four nights of just working around the clock. I probably sleep like 4 hours a day.
Well, let me ask you this, because I asked you this last week and you were like, I don't do any of that. I'm sure you'll have a different answer today, Bob, because I know how someone will jog in your head. Do you do pools? Do you do survivor pools? Do you do winners pools, losers pools? What do you end up doing? Any of that?
Yeah, I have a friend that runs a pool and has run a pool for years, and it's 200 or 300 people.
I told you, you do one. Last week you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, Gil.
No, last year you said it was some kind of, survivor pool or something like that. And I said, no, I don't do that. It's just a regular old pool, and, you get points for picking up sets.
Okay.
Your typical NCAA tournament pool. And I've made money in that over the years. And my son has an entry, and he's Action Jackson. He's just a wild card. He just likes to be rogue.
Your son has an entry? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I did one for him.
Oh, I was going to say, your son is how old? 5 years old? 6 years old?
He's five. Yeah, he doesn't care. Yeah. He doesn't have anything to do with it. But just based on his personality, I just go nuts with him. I'm like, I got St. Mary's in the Final Four. And, he's crazy. He's done well. He's passed more than I have the last few years.
Who's your Final Four? Who's your legit Final Four, Bob?
There's based on the math, which, is going to be very chalky. And then there's sort of based on, who I took in my pool. Let me dig that up for you. Hold on a second. I ended up with Alabama, Kentucky, Houston, even though Sasser is, sort of, I like Texas there too. I did two pools, and the other one I took Texas. And I took UCLA, even though they have an injury issue.
Yes, they do.
And I had St. Mary's going to the Elite Eight against UCLA. But I had Alabama winning it all just because, there's ways to do pool, right? If you're in a huge pool, if you like one of the favorites, which is generally not a good idea in a huge pool, then you have to induce value variance. You have to do, variance that has value versus everyone else. In other places, like somewhere else in the Final Four. Like if I took Alabama in a huge pool, I'd put St. Mary's or something like that in my Final Four, or Kentucky in this case for me in this pool. Something that's a little different just to create some differentiation between you and everybody else that has Alabama. But in huge pools, I would have taken, Texas to win it all and maybe had St. Mary's in the Final Four or something like that.
All right. What are your
pool?
Yeah, go ahead. Finish your thought. I'm sorry.
I said, in this pool, it just went a lot with the math. Alabama and Houston in the final, Alabama win, and Kentucky in the East, because I just don't like the two or three seeds in the East, and I think they're ripe for Tennessee or Kentucky to get to the Final Four. And I took Kentucky and UCLA, even without Clark, I still think it just sets up well as a tournament team the way they play.
All right, what did you land on today and tomorrow in terms of ATS picks?
Well, we're just going to do today.
If okay, you want let's me on do
tomorrow,
today.
We can talk about it then.
Right, but we'll do tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
I talked about Tennessee. Without the guy Ziegler is obviously not as good, and they struggled against good teams without him. And he is a, his defense is a key part of what makes that team good. But Tennessee's got so many great athletes, and they just dominated these sort of, you know, non-power five conferences this year. You know, laying more than 10, they're 11-5 against the number, and otherwise they're 6-11 against the number. So Tennessee was much better relatively against worse teams. And I think even without Zeigler, you know, his injury could be a reason Tennessee gets, you know, is motivated for this game. I mean, they maybe won't be looking past a team like Louisiana Lafayette as they might if they had their full, you know, their full contingent of players. But because their star is out, like, hey, we need to focus. We need to take this game seriously. Also, what doesn't seem to be in the line is Louisiana Lafayette's star, Greg Williams. He may not play. Mm-hmm. He's not on any injury reports, but he has turf toe. And he left the conference championship game early with turf toe in about 10 days. It usually takes about 2 weeks for turf toe to sort of heal up. He could play, but he may not be 100%. He may not play. He's not even on the injury report, but he does have turf toe, and he may not play. And if Williams doesn't play, there's another couple extra points of value in Tennessee's favor. But even without Zeigler, I still favor Tennessee by 13 points. And it's possible it's even more if Williams doesn't play for Louisiana Lafayette. Plus, they just dominate these types of teams. So I took Tennessee. I laid 10.5. It's up to 11, so I still like it up to 11.5.
Yeah, I got 9.5 earlier this week. I got the best of that one. Timed it nicely when it did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a good play.
Yeah. All right, what else do you like?
The other one I like is Illinois against Arkansas. It's my other best bet today. I only had two. Mm. Illinois, I took 2.5, and it's down to 2. And it's just a case of Arkansas has this freshman, Nick Smith, and he was highly recruited. And this guy reminds me of Imani Bates from Memphis. Remember this guy last year? Highly, maybe the top recruit in the country, goes to Memphis, and a lot of things are expected, and he just sucks. He can't shoot. And when Bates got injured, Memphis started playing well. When Bates came back, Memphis started struggling again. Nick Smith for Arkansas is Imani Bates version 2. Nick Smith takes more shots per 100 possessions than anyone on Arkansas by a long shot, yet Nick Smith shoots 39% from the floor. Is that the guy you want taking 28 shots per 100 possessions? I don't think so. And since he's come back from injury, the Razorbacks are just 3-6. And a lot of it's because he's jacking up shots and going 5-for-14 every night. I mean, they got other guys in Arkansas who can shoot better than this guy. I don't know why he's the focal point of the offense, but a freshman gunner, I've seen that before, and it hurts teams, especially if they can't make shots. So that's part of the value on Illinois is that you know, Nick Smith has destroyed Arkansas's team basically by coming back and jacking up bad shots. But so I like Illinois. I favored them by 1.5, and they were getting 2.5 when I played, and they're still getting 2. So
what's amazing? We got to run, Bob. What's amazing about that is you know that, but Eric Musselman doesn't seem to know that. Is that the conclusion you draw?
I just think this guy, you know, it's just got, he's talented. He was highly recruited. He maybe is a good in practice. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
it's interesting.
39% is 39%.
Yes, it is.
Continues to be bad.
That's the number. Can't fudge that. Thank you, Bob. Let's talk tomorrow. Let's do it again tomorrow. Appreciate
it. See you then.
My man, Dr. Bob. Bob Stoll, everybody. Right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We wrap it up on the way to March Madness next.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points. You can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20. Count them, 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Why do people say count them in the middle of stuff like that? Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. How you doing, Kelly? You good? We haven't heard much from you today.
Hey, yeah, I'm doing great. I'm just excited for another just surprise guest appearance. And it allows me to unveil the segment I've been trying to work on for this gentleman for, I don't know, roughly 2 to 3 years. Benny and the Bets.
Benny
and the Bets.
Ben Wilson, everybody.
Let's go.
Oh.
The most famous man at VEASAN. Gonna be anyway. For sure. When all is said and done. It's going to be Brent Musburger, Ben Wilson, in that order.
Gil,
what a combo.
Did you hear the call he had last weekend?
I did not.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you didn't hear that?
What was the game, Ben? Because
Let's introduce Ben. For those who don't know, Ben is a VEASAN host. He is going to host the Best Bets show about right after Lombardi, 2 hours from now.
Yeah, 2 hours from now.
And is also does play-by. This is kind of his side gig hobby, right? Like, he's really a play-by-play guy. Would you say it? Was that the way you sort of?
Absolutely. That's very fair.
So who are you doing play-by-play for these days?
Just finished doing play-by-play for the WAC tournament, which was an ESPN Plus streaming extravaganza.
Yeah.
But featured two of the most insane buzzer beaters I have ever been a part of, and a 23-point comeback by Southern Utah in the men's semifinal against Utah Valley that I'm just telling Kelly was the number one that led off bad beats this week on SportsCenter because Utah Valley blows a 23-point lead, gives up a 4-point play up three with 4 seconds left while trying to foul, and then misses a wide open layup at the buzzer to lose the game.
Were you going ballistic?
Kelly, I think aptly described it as me having a out of body experience, and so I went so crazy that Kelly didn't even he had no idea it was me. Because, you know, you're building it up, and all of a sudden, everybody has to have their own inner just crazy level
Sean are getting it together. We'll play it.
It was unbelievable. It truly was. And it was a really special moment because you're, obviously the betting implications, but you also have an amazing finish. And it was the late game on Friday. So we had a pretty good share of the country watching us. Captive audience.
Did SVP go and Ben Wilson on the call? He did not.
No, he did not.
He did not do that.
Because the betting itself was, Utah Valley was a very popular pick to win that tournament at over 2-1. They were pretty clearly the best team in the WAC and then just completely melted.
Did they play your call on Bad Beats? I usually catch
it. They played my call on not Good Morning America, the Today Show. Because there was another buzzer beater in the women's side. So it was women's player, also Southern Utah. It was like the greatest 48-hour stretch in Southern Utah basketball history. This junior, I think, for Southern Utah, literally, they're down by two. Inbounds play with 2 seconds left. Ball gets knocked away out of her hands, not into the backcourt, but towards the half-court stripe. So she just picks up the ball with, a second left.
Oh, I saw this.
30 feet away. Yes. And literally just chucks it with one, and it goes
that's
in.
Amazing.
She makes it. And that did make the Today Show. And they actually played our full call. So I'm like,
nice.
Thanks, Savannah Guthrie, for the lead-in.
Savannah Guthrie. While we're queuing up your call, you have some plays today that you like.
I do.
What do you like?
We'll go in just chronological order here. I am playing Furman. The Paladins, which you can
everybody
find at,
playing Furman,
which is always
you getting
scary.
That feel, Gil.
Alan
which is
Boston,
scary.
Will Hill, Parlay, Ben Wilson. What could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
I just saw the MGM splits. It is the most bet side of the day today.
Oh, geez. Thanks for just making me. Should I just burn my ticket? I feel bad.
Wahoo's by 10.
Wahoo's by 10. Well, and I realize I feel like everybody's handicap on this game is just an auto fade of Virginia.
Yeah.
And there's not enough credit being given to Furman. So it's a team who has the best 2-point shooting team in the country, but they also take a lot of threes and they have 3-point scoring distribution at a top 60 clip. So when you're able to score in bunches from beyond the arc, but you also can get really quality interior shots when you need them, that's kind of a good formula against a really good defensive team in Virginia. So there has to be as much as you can say, I want to fade team A. Well, there has to be something from Team B that also works out.
True
and that's,
that.
I think, the thing that gets overlooked a lot in these March Madness matchups where people say, God, I just hate Virginia. I just can't bet them. Well, you have to have something on the other side you like. And not every matchup gives you that. But I do believe that in Furman. I have them in my Sweet 16.
Furman, first time in the NCAA since 1980. And by the way, Virginia, who won a share of the ACC regular season title, You know what their overall, by the way, no NCAA tourney wins since they won it all in 2019. They're the 16th overall seed, which just kills me. It's either ridiculously overseeded or it just tells you how college basketball is this year,
right,
that someone has to be the 16th seed, and it's a team of that caliber. Here is Ben Wilson on the conclusion of the Utah Valley Southern Utah WAC game. Here it is.
Neely, the handoff. Jones for the tie. Oh, no. Oh, he's fouled and won.
Are you kidding me?
That's Jones awesome.
Yeah, I kind of lost my mind a little bit.
That's
I lost my mind.
You're kidding me.
So I was, and it was a really fun fanboy moment for me because I got to call those games with Scott Williams, former Chicago Bull NBA champion. And when I was a kid.
North Carolina Scott Williams.
North Carolina Scott Williams. Yeah. So Scott Williams was traded. He went to the Bucks after winning those titles with the Bulls. So I'm a kid. I'm like 8 years old. And my dad had season tickets, mostly because my dad was a huge Bulls fan, went to medical school in Chicago. But he got season tickets for the Bucks because they were very cheap and because you could watch the Bulls come to Milwaukee three times a year. So he got tickets second row behind the visitor's bench just so he could watch Jordan.
Oh, so that's huge for
I mean, I was a big Bucks fan. That was my dad's thing. So I'm like 7, 8 years old, and Scott Williams is the enforcer for the Bucks as they made a run to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I remember when he was with the Bucks. Did we step on the end of that? Should we have let that breathe more, or was that the gist of it?
No, that was the end of it.
Okay, that was
there was
awesome.
Another call after that where Utah Valley misses a wide-open layup, and I literally go, no!
It just goes from
Southern
like,
Utah wins!
We need to get Ben a catchphrase. That's what we got to work on.
You're right. Yeah. It just goes from like Ben to like this Gus Johnson level where I'm like JVT's playing it for me during a break from Live Bet Saturday. I'm like, I don't know who I'm listening to. He's like, you don't know who that is. I'm like, no, I can't tell who that is. He's screaming.
It's phenomenal.
Like, March, Ben, man. Good
for you. And you are also, you sold yourself short. Are you also doing the Ignite?
Yes, G League Ignite. Yeah. Most people know that because of Scoot Henderson.
Yeah, yes. he ruined his season. Good job. That's what I've learned in the past.
But you know what happens to G League play-by-play guys? You know where they end up next, don't you?
WNBA?
At the show, baby. You're going to the show, Ben Wilson.
That is the hope. It's been fun, and it's been a big deal with the Ignite coming. That's the first pro basketball team ever in Las Vegas.
We're gonna go through all our bets rapid fire here. All right. Kelly, you want to start with yours?
No, let's bet. Ben, you're on Furman. What else is on today?
Furman, I did play Kansas -12.5 first half today.
Oh, first
That's
half.
A horrible
okay.
matchup for the Howard Bison. I know,
it's my squad.
But they cannot protect the ball. So
they're how can I put this? They're not good at basketball.
Yeah, and they are in the NCAA tournament. Yes. That's not an
and
they're playing
and
a number
I love
one
Howard,
team.
But no, they're not Kansas. Let's put it that way.
Those are my only two preflop for today. I also will go rapid fire. UC Santa Barbara +6 first half over Baylor tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Grand Canyon +9 first half over Gonzaga tomorrow.
Wow.
Both are basically the same handicap. Yep. I'm fading two very bad defenses in the first half against these underdog teams who can shoot lights out from three. I just saw Grand Canyon. I did their games in the WAC tournament. They made 10 threes in the first half against a much better Sam Houston defensive team than Gonzaga. So both of those teams I expect to play really, really tight for about 24 minutes and then have the wheels fall off. So I will gladly play first halves on those.
Kelly.
Right, mine, rapid fire. Utah State, San Diego State, Arkansas, Auburn. All the numbers have moved, so I'm not even going to throw them out. But chalky. Let's go.
Betting against the alma mater?
Yeah, that's
Missouri
right,
Tigers.
Benny.
I actually picked against Mizzou, but
mine are West Virginia, which tips off in 20 minutes, baby.
Let's go.
Against Maryland. Sorry, Maryland. Sorry about that. I got -2, but if you got the -3, I'd go money line on that. I got Northwestern. Let's go. Over Boise State. And I laid the wood, but I got a great number for Tennessee. I got -9.5 a couple days ago. So those are my three. Those are also my three survivor plays. Again, we talked about it in the first segment. Those are my three survivor plays for today. I'm not going nuts in survivor today. Tomorrow is where I go nuts. Because I think I have a feeling today's not going to be super upset driven. And then the tennis play, again, is in just over 2 hours. Karolina Mukova, I got her at +223. She was +185 when the show started. Don't bet it any lower than +170 against Elena Rybakina. I know you're into the tennis side of things as well.
Yeah.
Ben, who played tennis. I play tennis. Ben is a tennis player. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
My one shining moment made the state finals back-to-back years in the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association.
Who could forget?
Who could forget? Benny and the Bets!
Everybody, enjoy March Madness. Good luck with all your brackets. and all your bets. The Lombardi Line is next.